the sighing of the needy. Now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in safety for which he yearns. Hello, my friends. That's Psalms chapter 12, verse 5. I'm Troy Brewer. I want to welcome you to this special edition of the Pulse 24. And guys, I just got back from Mexico yesterday, and I'm loaded for bear. You're going to love this. So please like it. Please subscribe. Please share it and let everybody know, man, the Pulse 24 is on, and Troy is on, and Connie is on, and Ben is on, and we are ready to bring it. Come on, everybody. Hey, man, what's going on, Ben?
Oh, not too much, man. Just glad to be back. How about you?
I am glad to be back. I am. It was kind of trippy sitting in the barn watching Sicario with you last night after being on the Tex-Mex border. That was a trip.
It's pretty great.
It's like, wow, that's pretty daggum awesome. How are you, Miss Connie?
I'm doing good.
Did you miss me?
I did. I'm so glad that y'all touched back down on Texas soil.
We're so happy to be here, man. Honestly, we're so happy to be back. It was an incredible day. It was an incredible week. We rescued 51 kids in 9 days.
Crazy. Crazy. Almost double what we rescued on the last trip.
34, right on, I think. I think we rescued 34 last time. And the only reason we were able to do that is because we are actually funding a new... a rescue lady that works for the government. And I met her for the first time. I know the people that hired her, but mm-hmm. I actually met her for the first time. She went to work for us in January. And in 2 weeks, she rescued 31 kids in 2 weeks.
It's amazing. It's a testament to the yeah. rescuing the rescuer.
Yeah, man, you got to rescue the rescuers. And that's mm-hmm. what we did, man, this whole time. And I got so many awesome stories, man, to tell you about that, including ancient pyramids that we climbed up. Next level. Oh, yeah. Next level stuff that happened, including the rescue of a little boy, which I'll tell you guys behind that because there's money involved. And because of censorship across our platforms, I will be taking you behind the veil and I'll tell you exactly how that works here in about 30 minutes. So if you're already on ODX.TV, that's a good spot because you're going to want to hear about that transaction and how that took place because it's crazy. And I'm not going to be able to share it with the world, but I can share it with you for all my stage 2 participants and all my stage 3 participants, for my lifetime partners that have already signed up. And guys, if you're there, welcome, man. I see that, man, that there's people from all over the world, including, you know what? Robin, what are you doing? Oh, no, you're not in Alaska. You're saying hi to Linda in Alaska. I see you over there. Robin is out in Phoenix, right on. I also saw that George is here from Uganda. My son, George, my Ugandan son. I bless you, George. Call you blessed, man. I hope that you're doing well.
I'm gonna find a wife.
Leave him alone.
Come on, brother.
Leave him alone, man. Leave that brother. Leave that brother alone. George. Listen, man, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes I think his mama jumped the fence. That's what I think. Hey, George, I'm going to be with you in Uganda. We don't have very long. It's like 6 weeks or something like that. Crazy.
Yeah.
So, George, let's rescue some more kids. Let's rescue some more babies. Let's do some awesome things together. And we're going to have a blast. It's going to be so much fun. So I can't wait to come and see you. And all my other friends, I see Canada is here. I see Puerto Rico. Hello, Carmen. How are you doing? Blessing and peace on you over there. Also see Sherry is here. I see Jenny from Southeastern Ohio. I call you blessed. Ben, are you able to get on here, buddy?
I'm downloading Chrome right now.
Okay.
And say there's a loser and didn't download Chrome.
Whoa! I want my laptop back.
No. No. Right on. So while he's downloading Chrome, he's putting all these people up here. Iowa is here. Lori Brown is here from Nine Mile Falls, Washington. Wow. Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Ron Hensley. Dude, what's up, man? Velma is here from St. Cloud, Florida. All my friends all over the world. Well, guys, I've got so much stuff to tell you. And Connie, I know that you've been watching and you've been kind of keeping up with us. We have 4 Redemption Road Trip videos that we did. I think probably the best one was probably the one that we did in San Cristobal. Other ones, the audio is messed up or something like that because, you know, it lags and there were storms there the whole time. So we had that. But that one turned out really good. That was a really good one.
My favorite is actually the one that y'all did from Chapas, from Redemption Ranch, because we got to see a new rescue on camera. We didn't get to see his face, but we did get to see him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then we got to hear from you, Pastor Leanna, which I love when y'all both are on camera together. And we got to hear from Pastor Jerry and from Brian Schwartz. Right. And they both said some really, really powerful things. But I loved what Brian was saying. He was like, you know, I've heard them talk about it And, you know, I kind of didn't really realize the magnitude of what it is that y'all do. But he was there getting to be on the ground. And he was like, he said himself that I'll never be the same. Mm. And it just, I was wrecked watching that. I was like, oh my God.
He started bawling like a big old baby girl.
He started bawling.
He's like, thank Yahweh for this amazing opportunity. And then thank Yahweh.
Jerry, he started bawling, squalling. Look, man, my buddy Rick Golden is on here. I grew up with Rick. And man, it's good to see you, Rick. Man, dude, I miss you, bro. Man, listen, we got to get together. So for everybody, so if you're like, okay, so what happened? All right, so how do I explain this to you? Imagine this. When we got to Mexico City on the first day, we're in all the newspapers. We're on the front page of the newspaper down there. Where all the news teams are there. They meet us. They took me straight to a United Nations meeting. I was in a chapel that's over 500 years old, right? That chapel's over 500 years old. And they had a UN meeting set up there. They had and they had three speakers. They had El Presidente Municipal, a guy by the name of Fernando Flores. Mm-hmm. They let him speak, and they let, somebody else speak, and me, and that's it. And they're like, okay. So these guys are typically non-inclusive of non-Catholics. And trafficking is so bad there. They are so good to us. They're just like, we want anybody, man, who's willing to come in here and fight this thing. Mm-hmm. We want them teaming up with us, and we want to team up with them. And so they let me speak there. I also spoke, you just saw that event there. That was a citywide meeting where we were doing this. You can see that. It says for Para la Creación de la Clínica Family. Right. So the family clinic, and it's for abused kids. And guys, I want to just tell you that DIF organization is kind of like their child protective services there. Mm-hmm. And guys, we're rescuing so many kids. I can't even, it's going to take a long time for us to really unpack how many kids the ongoing rescue is, because it's so much now. And now just a few years ago, 99% of everybody in the Mexican government just denied that there was any such thing as trafficking. It's just like Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's just like all these woke jokers. Oh, that's just Hollywood, whatever. Well, it's not to us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not to the not to the 8-year-old little girl that we just rescued. She's 8 years old. It's not the 6-month old baby, which I'll tell you guys behind the veil about, that we got. Not to the 11-year-old pregnant girl that we just rescued. She's 11 and she is a hobbit.
Yeah, she is tiny.
Not to the 7 siblings we just rescued. The oldest one being 13, the youngest one being 6 months. The mama just died in childbirth. They don't have anybody in the world taking care of them. Cartel comes and gets them and starts selling them as a family. There are people that'll pay money for that and come from all over the world so that they could have those kids. Oh, it's the severity of what we're bringing these kids out of, mm-hmm, is so radical. And then the severity of what we're bringing them into is so radical. To see them running and jumping and playing and being a part of our clinics, all of our teenage girls, like, I'm not used to rescuing later teenage girls. Usually, you know, it's just typically kids. And like my friend that's over in Uganda right now, you know, he's helped us rescue. I think, George, you're going to have to type it out. I think that we've rescued 76 babies just on our one place there. And we have 4 different rescue centers in Uganda. But at one, which is just a baby's home, it's one of Leanna's, mm-hmm, baby's homes. I think it's 76. It might be 79. I don't remember. But I'm used to rescuing babies and littles, right? What I'm not used to is that these guys, when these girls are abducted or sold into the cartel, and again, you can thank you, Pornhub. Thank you, pornography. Thank you very much. You are the problem. You need to be dealt with. The American government needs to shut it down and let the heathen rage, let the crybabies cry over it. This is enslaving people from all over the world. And if you're watching pornography, you're watching a crime scene, or you are funding a crime scene. Like, no, I'm not. No, your ignorance is not appreciated. You are absolutely either watching a crime scene or you are funding a crime scene. That's the fact, Jack. And if you don't believe it, nobody really cares what you believe. I'm just going to tell you, I'm a little bit belligerent today because mm-hmm. I've been around extremely abused kids over the past 10 days. And the fact that the church is too limp-wristed to speak against pornography, it's just too out of control. We're all men and we're all women now and nobody can do anything about it. Baloney. Somebody can do something about it. I'm doing something about it. You're doing something about it, Connie. Ben, you're doing something about it.
Yes, sir.
All of us, everybody that partners with us, we're doing something about it and we're exposing it. And yes. it's making people mad.
And it's going to, but you know what? That's the season that we're in. And I was just listening to a message of a guy who was saying, you know what? Right now, this season that we're in, this year 2024, the Lord is looking for an incorruptible seed in the midst of a Noah generation. And he was like, and corruption is when your opinions can be bought and sold and your integrity. And he was like, and for you to be silent about things that need to be addressed, especially being the body of Christ, you're just as bad as the people who are corrupt.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a time to be silent.
It's like old Reagan said. He said, all it takes for evil people to win is for good people to do nothing.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, so we get down there, and guys, I'm just telling you right now, man, we did a UN meeting. We did several municipal meetings. We did, the Presidente Municipal. We did his meeting. We met at City Hall. We had cameras on us. We did huge press conferences, and then we opened up a clinic for abused kids. And so we're working with all these doctors and all these psychiatrists and all these people. We are funding that. And then all of our girls from our homes are coming into that place for them to get their ongoing therapy and for them to be healed in their soul. Man, their minds are messed up and they need mm-hmm. professional help. For them to be healed in their body, every single one of them is diseased. Every single one of them has been injured. Every single one of them requires stuff. And then they're allowing us to do the ministry there.
So amazing. Such a work of redemption. And I just, like, that was what I was most excited about, seeing y'all's videos and seeing all that y'all got to be a part of. And
so just good.
Seeing how good Jesus is and how intentional he is about the hearts of his people, especially children. It's just so beautiful.
Hey, Clinton, it's good to see you. I see you on there, buddy.
Can we stop for just a second? I want to talk about a comment that just popped in the chat.
Yeah, what does it say?
So Pablo, we know Pablo and love Pablo.
And Pablo is in Argentina, I think. Right on?
Yes.
Yep.
So, Connie, if you want to throw it up there, his dad just called and said that the cancer that was in his body has disappeared.
That's good news.
He just came
news.
Back from the doctor's,
or come
from
on, the doctor's office.
And boom, it's gone.
That's good. Hey, man, we celebrate that. That's outstanding. Jesus is still in the healing business. People don't believe it, but, you know, you can't fix stupid. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
So Jesus is alive and well. So he is, man. And that's outstanding, man. I like that very, very, very much. Okay. So what I'm not used to, as I was trying to get to this a while ago, and I missed it, but all these teenage girls that we're getting out of Mexico City and in Chiapas and in Tuxtla and in San Cristobal, and in Ocosinco, and what was the name of that town, man, where they gave me the keys of the city, where Brother Fernando is from? What was the name?
I don't know how to pronounce that one.
It's three syllables, so I'll think of it here in a minute. Anyway, all of these girls are so addicted to drugs that they have to go through at least 3 months of rehab. And so we got Nick. I'm talking about, guys, they are so addicted to drugs. I mean, it is so horrible. And so what they do is, when they work them, they're addicted to cocaine. And then when they get through working them, they give them all kinds of heroin and they just put them to sleep. So they go back and forth between, thank you, pornography, by the way, thank you. Thank you for that. And these are teenage girls. The 18-year-old girl, man, that we spent the whole day with, who was abducted when she was 11 years old. She just turned 18. And of course, we got her 4 months before she was 18. And she spent 3 months in a rehab. And when she came into her home, she said, I'm going to turn 18 and I'm out. You guys are not keeping me, man. Can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. She's like, I'm out. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. But dude, she got saved and she got hope. She saw how well she was treated. She's never been treated like that. And she's a good girl. I love her. Just to be able to look at her and say, you know what, man, I'm so proud of you. And so now she's going through school where, she hasn't been allowed to be in a school system since she was 11 because she's been a slave. And so now she's back in school, she's mm-hmm. out and she wants to go to college and she's got all these dreams for her life. And we talked to her, all of our girls have a dream book. All of them do.
Oh, is that what they were showing you? That's in those what they're
showing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going through their dream books.
Oh my gosh.
And man, dude, when mm-hmm. I pulled up, I thought, man, I wish so bad, man, that these girls knew me. And I would love, I don't want to spend the day trying to get them to know me. Because I only have one day at this home mm-hmm. and another day at that home. And dude, we pulled up, I got out of the car and they're like, Papa Troy, they did know me.
So I have a picture of that girl you're just talking about. If you want me to throw it.
Is her face covered?
I got the butterflies on it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see it.
Oh, this is Maria.
Yeah. Yes. Right on. So that's her right there. So that's that 18-year-old girl. And is it actually on the, it is on there?
Yeah.
It's okay. So that one's, that's just on the ODX side.
Okay. That's just
from there.
Okay. Okay.
Right on. If you can text it to me, I can get it up.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, man. Good job. So yeah, man. So we spent the, and dude, she's not bitter. She's not like my childhood was taken from me. She's like, I have been saved. Mm-hmm. I've been rescued. Mm-hmm. I mean, her attitude is just amazing. And she's just like, thank you. I mean, she just, as a matter of fact, oh yeah. And she doesn't matter. And she's, it's not like a taboo subject to her at all. She's like, oh no, this is what slavery is like. This is where they took me. This is what happened. This is how they sold me. This is what they did this. This is what they did when I was 12. This is what they do. I mean, she just tell you. And she'll just like, but all that's behind me now. I want to go to school. I want to live a life. I want to be happy. I'm like, man, you go, girl. Outstanding, man. Outstanding. Wow. And so, yeah, man. And then a whole bunch of really cool things, like, you know, in their dream book. Like, so we got with every single kid that was in one of our homes. And we got with every single kid that was in another one of our homes. And we spent time with every single one of them. Some of them are severely brain damaged from mm-hmm. the amount of dope that they've given them.
Yes.
And then also while we were there, we have three girls that are getting out of rehab and they're coming to our place. And I missed them. I didn't get to see them, but I got to hire the armored vehicles to go get them and all that kind of stuff.
Where I know that one of the girls that y'all were hoping to see was Laura. Did y'all get to see Laura?
I don't remember if we got to see Laura or not. Do you know?
I don't know.
Hey man, Corinth, Texas is in the house. That's cool. Right, yeah. I like Corinth. And so they were getting out and they were coming mm-hmm. in. We wanted to be there while they came in. But that's, by the way, that's another thing too. Guys, as soon as I arrive in Mexico City, they put me in a level 5 armored vehicle. And it has bulletproof glass about that swinging thick.
That's crazy.
And am I lying, Ben?
No.
And then they drive me around and it is so funny.
Did you do the princess
wave? I'm like, doing the princess wave.
So I can show it on ODX, but I can't show anybody else's.
I'm out there doing the Pope thing. I'm actually not doing any of that. But man, and then you have an official cop car. You have several official cop cars that are moving traffic out of the way. And then you have an armored vehicle with a bunch of guys with machine guns on the back of it. Then you have another vehicle. Then you have my vehicle. And then you have all the vehicles behind it. Man, you're just blowing through Mexico City, man.
Magnificent.
It is so, awesome. Cool. It is so cool. And I mean, dude, I bet those doors weigh thousands of pounds a piece.
Without a doubt.
I hope that everybody
those
gets...
things are thick.
I hope that everybody gets a chance to ride around in an armored vehicle with tons of machine guns. It's one of the greatest parts of my missions trips. I can't tell you how much I love that part. That's so much fun to me. And then of course, you know, man, when they pull up and I mean, man, they come flying into places 90 miles an hour and everybody is on each other's bumpers and then they stop on a dime. And then all the security guys get out and they assess the whole situation before you get out. And then they come open up the door and they're like, move, 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 move. And I mean, it's like that. And it's like, okay, let's go.
I did it for him. I wasn't in a vehicle.
Nor did I have my own security. Left to your own device. He was in a Volkswagen.
Ben was in a Volkswagen.
I was left to my own devices. This is a terrible idea.
They put Ben in a gremlin, like what Rick Golden had.
So my driver didn't speak English either. So the entire time he was just berating me in Spanish. He's like, why'd you get left behind? What'd you do? Why are you? Because like,
listen, man,
this is like a 4-car caravan, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the very back, which is like the most vulnerable one.
No.
Unprotected.
You were fine. He was fine.
I was in the only one that wasn't an armored vehicle. Just want that to be known.
It was a hoot. So these we actually got involved. So we're Troy Brewer Ministries is helping with those rehabs because we got to build bigger and bigger and bigger rehabs. And so what I'm doing is I'm hiring the people from the rehab, those pros that work with them, and have them come to work for us, because I don't want to rescue these girls and them get into a shady situation in these rehabs. Yeah. I don't know those people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're official, they're government, they're all those things. And I know that there's predators in those places. Mm-hmm. And I'll be dipped if I'm going to rescue a girl to have her sold in a rehab while she is going through that unbelievable trauma of coming off of years and years and years of drug abuse. Wow. And yeah, so I'm just like, yeah, you know what? We need our own rehab. And so I talked to the Mexican government and said, I want my own rehab. I want to hire these people and I want to oversee it. Mm-hmm. I want my team to oversee the culture of how that is, not the professional part, also too, not the mental part. And I get some criticism from Christians saying, man, all these people need, they don't need any kind of psychiatry. Yes, they do. They need to learn how to think. They need professionals to help them. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
It's ridiculous that is taboo.
It is. And
stupid.
It's amazing because it's crazy what the Lord's doing right now, because a lot of times when people go through these horrific traumas during their childhood, they don't remember their memories until they get like in their 50s or 40s. And two well-known people that I know of so far have publicly announced that this has happened to them, and they've been in the ministry and they're talking about, no, I had to get help. I had to get deliverance ministry. I had to get inner healing. I had to have a Christian counselor. Yep. Pastor Robert Morris is one of those people.
Yep.
And so is Jennifer Eves.
Of Gateway Church.
Yes.
Jennifer Eves, right on.
Yes.
Yep.
Both of those people are well known in the church, and this has happened to them. And they're talking about like, no, it's not just being a Christian. Like, yes, obviously that's a big part of them healing, but I had to get help. I had to know how to get mental help. I had to know how to be emotionally intelligent. I had to know how to get myself together mentally so that they wouldn't go twist off.
Yep.
And I think that's probably what happens to a lot of people in ministry.
That is exactly what happens to a lot of people in ministry.
They don't get the help that they need.
And so what happens is they'll hit a certain age and something will trigger them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, because when kids are molested, you know, you're made to cooperate. And that cooperation tells you that you deserved it and that you are active participant in it and all those confusing things. And then when that confusion hits you when you're older, you go into the survival mode, which says the only way I can get along with this is to cooperate. And then they start to do stuff.
Yeah.
And so, no, man, we got to help people through that. Help people think and help people understand what that mess is. And there doesn't need to be any shame whatsoever. No. And if somebody needs help, you know, nobody thinks anything about in the body of Jesus, hey, man, if you can't sleep, you go get a sleeping pill. Right? Nobody thinks anything about that. I've got a box of sleeping pills. Hallelujah. I don't care who. I might have a few Ambien stories that you don't want to tell.
Only a few.
No, do not tell. And so with that said, but also nobody thinks twice about that. But then if someone has a mental malfunction where they're like, I can't get this out of my head, or I don't know how to think about it, I need true help with that, people are like, well, they're not being very spiritual. Can I just tell you, that is absolutely ridiculous. We need to help people however they can be helped. And I bless people. Whatever sets people free, I'm for freedom. Jesus set me free for freedom's sake.
Yes.
And I'm for people getting set free. Now, with that said, I do want to say, though, there is no replacement for the power of King Jesus.
Not at all.
And we saw it over and over and over and over and over again. So we rescued. So I'm going to be sharing a lot of this stuff tonight at Open Door Church as well. I'm going to be sharing that here in just a few minutes. I'm going to be going behind the veil. And so for all my friends that are not yet signed up at odx.tv, I'm going to tell you a bunch of things that I cannot tell you on this because of censorship. And because it's taboo, and because wah. So I'm just going to be like, okay, what?
I just skunked somebody. I forgot you could see it on there.
Did you skunk somebody?
I did.
Ben loves skunking people. When people start writing hateful and ugly things, Ben skunks them. And we tell them, you've been skunked. We boot them out. Like, no, man, there's actually 8 billion people on the planet Earth, and we will give you the left foot of fellowship in Jesus' name.
I always forget that you can see the comments. So they looked over and saw my comment. I'm like,
you saw it, man?
Like, yeah, Lexi's right there.
Yeah. That's really funny to me. So I'm sorry. Hey, listen, man, we're barely legal. We're having so much fun. And like, well, you can't be that, man. You're a pastor of a church. I can, and I'm going to. I have too much mess in my head and too much darkness that we are a part of for us not to have a good time. And we are having a good time. Now, let me tell you one of the things, man, that we came across that's crazy. Okay, we rescued 7 kids, Connie. Mm-hmm. And I was just mentioning, right, these 7 siblings.
Yeah, the family.
Okay, here's what you don't know that is so ridiculous. It's so crazy. There's a dad who is a pastor down there, and he's crazy cool. And this pastor, he went and confirmed. He's like, I know where they have kids. And so he goes over there and says, knocks on the door and says, look, there's a war that is coming, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of it.
Whoa.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like a year and a half ago. And he's like, okay. And he's like, I want to talk to you guys. You guys are low-level cartel guys. I understand. Listen. The Lord is showing up in this region. There's a ministry coming down here that's going to back all of us, and we're going to start rescuing these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. Look, repent. Let these kids go. Let me have them. And they're like, we can't. We'd be killed if we did all that. So he started going down there. He started ministering to these guys. He started doing his thing. Well, when the high-level guys found out that this guy had been coming down there and praying for the—we're talking about the people— I'm talking about these are bad guys.
Yeah,
these are not good guys.
Yeah.
But he's trying to reach these guys for Jesus, and he wants to bring the kingdom in, right? So when the high-level guys found out, oh, really? He said there's a war coming? They went and got him, drug him out of his bed in the middle of the night, took him to the place where they film all this, turned the cameras on, and they tortured him for hours on film and said, people will pay to watch this. And then they hacked off his arm. Yeah, these are my rescuers. These are so any pansy that wants to tell me that this doesn't go on, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. And you're probably saying that because you're a part of the issue. So it's kind of like when the mafia tells you there's no such thing as a mafia. When right. people tell me there's no such thing as trafficker, I go, wonder how much money you're making through all this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly. I'm not afraid. So this brother gets his arm hacked off. And I'm talking about, and they torture him. They torture this guy, and they literally hack off his arm. Okay, well, his beautiful daughter, who's like, gosh, I don't know, 20, 21, 22, mm-hmm. vulnerable girl, instead of her being mad and upset and all this, and oh, by the way, he's telling the guys, the low-level guys, when the big guys came in, they made those guys watch and said, this guy who's been coming down here talking to you, and he was telling them as they were torturing him, this is not your fault. Don't worry about any of this. This is not your fault. Those guys are now deacons in his church.
Yes.
He won his torturers for Jesus, not the main guys that came right. in and lit him on fire and hacked his arm off and did all kinds of unspeakable, horrible things to him. Almost killed him. I mean, literally almost killed him. His daughter is so brave, and she's so proud of her dad for making that stand for those kids. She is a rescuer, and she knew where these 7 kids were. And she went into the mouth of the lion and rescued those 7 kids and brought them to us.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, dang, I don't even know if I'm saved after meeting these godly people.
Yeah.
These people are something else, like King Jesus. They fight. Guys, we have to rescue the rescuers. We have to do that. There are people that are fighting this all over the world, and ministries do not stand with them because they're not the same denomination, or they don't believe in post-trib rapture or pre-trib rapture or how they're baptized or some ridiculous thing that does not matter. Many of the rescuers are pre-Christians. They're not even Christians. Why wouldn't we help them? Do you think that every single abolitionist in the United States, you know, was a God-fearing Christian? No. A lot of those people were just good Americans, and they're like, I'm standing against this trash. And their only walk with the Lord was very minimal at the least.
Mm-hmm.
And they had good reason because the church was preaching slavery and it's all kinds of stuff. And they're like, hey, all that kind of mess. These are complicated issues. And we have to put aside our prejudice. The Mexican government is usually very non-inclusive of non-Catholic ministries. And they literally gave me the keys to the city. Literally, it gave me a plaque with keys on it and said, you can do anything you want to do here.
Wow. What a privilege.
And I'm like, wowzers. Mm-hmm.
not even that, the opposite parties that go against the ones we've been helping out have also reached out to us and like, hey, you guys are doing it. Obviously, we want your help too.
Wow. They have there's three major parties down there, and one is like Hollywood liberal. It's like, you know, it's very much, you know, Biden administration kind of kind of thing. The other one is right wing of Attila Hun. It's basically Trump. I mean, they are so opposites. And then there is a third party down there,
essentially just the rebels.
And yeah, and so there's a third party. All three parties have welcomed us in. All three parties are like, you know what? We have not done what it was we were supposed to do. We should have had clinics. We should have had professionals. We should have had this. We should have had that. You've taught us. If you can do it with our opposing parties, we can do that. We can do that as well. And they have, all three parties have opened up to us. And they do not get along.
No.
And I am so grateful, man, to have that. And also, too, they all take risk with us not being Catholic and bringing us in. And you were there when I spoke at the UN meeting.
I was.
And they had the Monsignor, and they also had the, I don't know, the big Catholic bishop. He was there.
The Archbishop was there.
The Archbishop. Yeah. The Archbishop was there.
Yeah.
Okay. And they didn't let the brother speak. They let me speak.
Whoa.
And he was sitting at the same table that I was at. And I kind of felt sorry for him. I was like, hey, man, I'm being nice to him and everything and being diplomatic. And thank you, sir, for coming. It's, you know, telling him it's an honor to have you here. So when he complained to the guys, how come you let this guy come in here and speak and you didn't let me speak? And he's like, well, because he's fighting trafficking and you've had your chance for 200 years. That's what he said publicly. And I was I see I'm making friends here today. I'm like, that guy is something else. That is awesome. That guy is. He's like, hey, listen, I'll see you in church on Sunday. You know, I'll come confess my sins, but you don't fight.
It's okay. Time to go behind the veil.
Behind the veil. Guys, we're going to go behind the veil, which means we're about to cut this off of all of our social media platforms. And if you're going to follow us and hear the details, and me share some exclusive stories with you, man, you're going to have to find it at odx.tv. Odx.tv is our platform where we won't get censored, and it's for our partners. And so the majority of everything there, all you got to do is sign up and it's completely free. But this is exclusive. It's for stage two participants. And I think that's $11 a month.
Yes.
Come on, man. $11 a month.
Three. And for those of you that are asking for how to become a lifetime member, we have not done that promo in a while.
Yep.
We will be revisiting it.
I see old Sarah Savage on here. Is she? I love Sarah. Yeah, I see Brian is on here too. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Rochelle. I bless you guys. So anyway, so we will be making that offer here pretty quick, and we'll figure that out.
But
we'll
as of the smell, again. We're not doing Lifetime just yet.
If I can say this before we close here, guys, there is so much more work to be done. Right now, my other son, Luke, who is actually my favorite,
wow.
Yeah. He is out in Dallas right now, Ben.
I would love to pretend like I'm surprised, but
let the Volkswagen let you know.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen.
He rode with him in the stinking armored car.
Do you know that somebody complained. A hater complained to me and it actually broke my heart. I had to go to Ben and go, Ben, is this true? This knucklehead got on here and said, you're so demeaning to your son. I had abusive parents, and I recognize you're an abusive
parent. We have a culture shame here at Open Door Church.
I
appreciate you guys defending me, but for real, I am just fine.
I'm honestly, I think everybody knows that this is how we kid, and this is how we love each other. But apparently, some people are really sensitive. Can I just tell you, man, I'm so done with sensitive people. Can I tell you, listen, you go and find your safe place and let somebody hug you, and you home, you need to hold your little, what is that, Nemo? You need like a Nemo, you just pet your Nemo and stay in your safe place. Listen, we're on the front line. Nemo, like the Sesame Street guy, isn't that his name?
Nemo? No,
Elmo. Elmo, I'm sorry.
It's Finding Nemo.
Nemo's from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
No.
It's Finding Nemo. The clownfish? Captain was a Captain Nemo. Okay.
You can't. It's hard to keep up with me. It is, I understand. But with all that said, man, I mean, I want to love people and serve people and help people. And I want to tell you, coddling people is not, I'm not a very clingy kind of person. And honestly, I'm just tired of it. We can actually make a big difference in people's lives. We just rescued 51 kids out of sexual trafficking, and we have them. right this second. We have them. So that's where it is for us. And we know what dunamis power is. And we know where the Spirit of the Lord is. And guys, I'm telling you, it's in redemption. So if you'd like to help us fight this fight, I've got a $75,000 wall that needs to go up around Redemption Ranch. And I just said yes to it. And we don't have a budget for it. I don't care. We got to keep our kids secure. We have this medical clinic for abused kids that right now, Luke is in downtown Dallas. And Ben, he is actually, him and Anna are going there. And they have a whole warehouse of that Baylor Medical Center offering us a medical equipment. And then we're going to do the armored car thing. And man, dude, me and you and Luke, we'll drive it down there to the border.
Okay, now me and Luke, nothing. Me and Luke, probably, yeah. And we'll
cross. I'll fly over in first class. Right. I'll fly over in first class. The bus. Look, there's my sons down there fighting it out. I'm so proud of them. Whatever. Oh, and then we actually, guys, I'm just telling you, man, we're going to take it across the border. Mayor Fernando is going to meet us, and we're going to have an armored escort all the way to Mexico City, and we're going to take a couple of 18-wheelers of Baylor medical equipment. It's going to be great. And so, guys, I do have that thing right there, and that is a really big need. We just rescued all these kids. Now, guys, we got to raise them. And we bought beds. We hired people. It's very extensive what we just said yes to, and it's still only January. So you know what? Get in the fight. Help us with this. Call the number. Call 877-413-0888. Or you know what? You can mail in. There's a mailing thing here. Would you guys put that on there?
It's on here.
Okay. So right on. Put the mailing address on there. And also, if you'd like to write a letter to one of my rescued kids and speak life to them. Write a book, but write it.
To Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. If you need the address and you're on the social media side, before we go behind the veil, you can email for it at support@odx.tv, or you can call us at 877-413-0888.
Guys, we're going to have to build a very professional rehab center for all these kids that we are rescuing, and because I don't want to turn them over to a rehab center that I don't know, I want to be able to actually look in on it as well. That's going to cost a lot, man. It's going to cost a lot. Do we care?
No,
we do not care.
No, we do not.
I'm not interested in having a bunch of money in the bank. I'm just not interested. I know that that's important, but it is nothing. It is nothing. And so if you give, guys, to us, money is ministry. And so stand with these kids, stand with us, stand with the rescuers that we're standing with as King Jesus moves his kingdom forward. Guys, I hope to see you tonight at Open Door Church. I'm going to be there, and I got a bunch of cool stuff to tell you. It's going to be so much fun. Connie, thank you so much for joining me. Ben, thank you so much. Taylor, thanks so much.
Always.
Yeah, thanks, man. So, guys, we're going to go behind the veil, exclusive to odx.tv, and I got some more cool stuff to tell you. Here we go.